Where did it come from, and what benefits does a professional get from it?
I suppose it comes from trying to get the IT profession recognised alongside more established professions. And certainly from the UK and even the Commonwealth perspective, that means chartered status. So there is an understanding with regards to that standard that the individuals who hold that status are going to provide, I think the benchmark is they're going to provide you pretty much with the same advice that someone else of a similar status would provide you with. So, and that's across sector, whether they're chartered accountants, it's their professional opinion which goes in front of their personal one. So, it's that, which is the benchmark. So, for example, my wife is a chartered surveyor.
Right.
Two things about that. So, if she says your house is signed off, it's built, then it is. And the same, you get the same opinion from her and other chartered surveyors you found. And secondly, we as lay people in society understand what that chartered surveyor title means. The fact that we've got no clue between the differences between a mineral surveyor, a building surveyor, a general practice surveyor, a quantity surveyor, etc., is not our concern. That's the concern for the professionals involved, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
So I think that's the sort of why. Why do we need it? If we're serious about IT being seen as a professional alongside the more established ones, then we need to replicate those behaviours. And it's those behaviours which mark out professionals. So for us, that means having chartered status across the board, and it's a benchmark and a goal. Now, do you get the same benefit from being a chartered IT professional as you would do as a chartered surveyor? The answer is no. There's currently not the same level of recognition. The reason it's important, of course, that we get there is that we get there very quickly because IT is ubiquitous by its nature and underpins everything that's good in society, but also it spreads much wider. It's about business, it's about competitive advantage, it's about keeping airplanes in the sky and ships in the sea. So it's all of these things, and therefore its impact on everyday life is phenomenal. Often you don't even realise it, but, you know, me getting the tube here was reliant on IBM systems running the Oyster card. So it's intertwined in the very fabric of society, and therefore it should be the most important thing. We could sit around like the Law Society and wait 150 years to grow naturally, or because of the importance, we have to do something more progressive and proactive about it. And that's where we are currently.
Right.
There's plenty of negative press about the unprofessional nature of IT. Every press headline likes a good over budget and over timeline story. So there's plenty of it. There's a real challenge there. But that's essentially the understanding as to why we should be doing it.
Okay, and so is it really then we're not used to this idea and we don't really have the recognition? Is that just because the profession is still so new then?
I think it is. I think a lot of it is down to, as you rightly point out, a sort of maturity. And if I was looking to present and to argue a case like I think you are in Brazil, that's probably where I would start, in that this is a maturity model issue. And where are we in those levels of maturity as a profession? I think we're still in the infancy, we're still relatively new, but because of the ubiquitous nature of IT that we mentioned earlier, we have to get our act together because it underpins everything. It's not just competitive advantage, but national security and international security. So that's the driver, if you like.